Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
The Radio City Christmas Spectacular, man. The gig that every dancer in New York dreams of booking. Sure, the whole Christmas thing makes me break out in hives, and if you book this, you'll do 16 shows a week and basically destroy yourself dancing on a hydraulic metal stage, dressed in Santa suits and elf shoes and giant teddy bear costumes. But hey, you get to look at the Rockettes for 3 straight months. You get crazy good insurance. And the time and a half overtime pay is so sweet that you don't have to work the rest of the year. I will book this gig if it kills me.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Janet Mateo.
Yeah!
I accept your brown nosing with equal parts scorn and appreciation. Thank you.
And then there's her. Her. The most dazzling... No, dazzling is the wrong word. She's a magnificent, terrifying goddess warrior in a leotard and tights. She's the notoriously ruthless choreographer of the Christmas Spectacular. And I think I'm in love with her.
Brannon Mitchell?
Oh my God. She's talking to me. Yes, ma'am.
How are your jumps?
My jumps are like my hair and my booty.
If you say high and tight, I'll have the Rockettes pummel you with their toy soldier hats.
Right. They're good. My jumps are good.
Let me see your double tour to the knee. Do it again, and this time do it like you love Christmas.
She's picking on me. In dancer language, that means she likes me. Or at least it means she likes the way I dance.
Now, do a triple tour to the knee, and do it like you love time and a half overtime pay.
Oh my God. The woman gets me.
Not terrible.
Which means I nailed it.
Let me have the following men step forward. Tyler Burnham.
Hundreds of guys try out for Radio City each year, but they only need 10. What happens now is she'll call 10 names and tell everyone else to go home. Say Brannon Mitchell. Please say Brannon Mitchell.
Brannon Mitchell.
Yes!
Excuse me?
Just answering in the affirmative. yes, I am Brannon Mitchell.
The 10 men whose names I just called, gird your loins. You'll be dancing in this year's Radio City Christmas Spectacular.
I moved here from Dayton, Ohio when I was 21 and got a job at a sports bar in Midtown. I had a new girl in my bed every single night. I was living the dream until I got into a bike accident and had a doctor's bill that cost me my entire savings. Now, 5 years later, I think being a dancing bear is maybe my true calling. Sure, in high school I thought I was going to be a football player, but now, wait, shit. The only problem
Brannon? Brannon Mitchell, you are exactly 55 seconds late to rehearsal. Do you know what that means?
I missed the subway and...
I could have fired you exactly 55 times. On second thought, I can fire you one time and that'll be the end for you. But today I have too much to worry about. So get up on that stage on the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I don't have another second to spare. Now, everybody... You see exactly what not to do. If this was any other day of the week, Mr. Brannon here would have been on the 7 train back to Queens. Okay, now, everyone, from the top.
We are in the 3rd week of rehearsals, and if you're thinking I might be sick of the never-ending godforsaken Nutcracker suite, well, you don't know how much I love year-round health insurance.
Hold, please. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Christmas. You're dancing at Radio City. I want to see you smile with teeth.
This woman is a sadist. This woman is a tyrant. This woman might be the love of my life.
Again from the top.
Janet has asked us to do a lot of things these past 3 weeks. Split leaps in our Santa suits, triple pirouettes in our elf costumes. And all that is fine. That's the gig. But... telling us to smile in the Nutcracker suite? We're going to be dancing under 50-pound teddy bears. No one will see our faces. My own mother won't know which bear is me unless I tell her, and I don't think I'm gonna. So, who will know if I'm smiling with teeth or not?
Hold, please. Brandon, what seems to be the problem?
There's no problem.
Then why do I not see teeth?
I'm smiling on the inside.
On the inside?
Yeah, because no one will see my teeth when we're wearing the bear costume, so I'm practicing the inside smile.
Smiling when no one can see you smile is what Christmas is all about, Brandon.
Is that why I've never seen you smile?
When you're getting paid seven figures to direct and choreograph New York's highest grossing holiday attraction, you won't have to smile either. Until then, I want to see teeth. And one and two and three and lip and one and
okay,
two and
I went too far. But how else am I supposed to get her to talk to me?
You over there and back, back.
If there's one thing I dislike more than Christmas, it's Christmas shopping. But, you know, like death and taxes, man, it can't be avoided. So, on our lunch break, I bounced down to the nightmare they call the Holiday Village in Bryant Park. That being said, I do love one thing here.
Hi, Merry Christmas, sir. What can I get you today?
Hey, one frozen hot chocolate, please. Extra whipped cream.
Well, sir, the frozen hot chocolate is only available during the summer months. Can I interest you in a cinnamon double chocolate mocha? Freshly baked gingerbread cookie?
This time last year I brought a frozen hot chocolate at this exact stand.
Well, that's impossible. There's quite a line behind you. Do you want something else?
Nothing. God, I hate the holidays. No, I don't.
All right, Merry Christmas. Have a nice day.
And now I have to find a dinosaur for my niece. I know. Aspiring paleontologist, completely adorable. I would be looking forward to it if I could go to a place that actually had dinosaurs, but out here it's just handicrafts and elves and snowmen. I mean, how well can a dinosaur really do in the North Pole, I guess, right? Christmas. And then I see Janet, browsing through scarves like she's some nice, ordinary lady who has a thing for knitwear handmade in Brooklyn. She doesn't see me. I'm wondering if I should say hi or hide behind the artisanal cider booth.
Brandon?
Janet, hi.
What do we think? The blue or the yellow?
That depends. Is it for me?
It's for my mother.
A mother? Janet Mateo has a mother? I assume she sprang fully formed from the orchestra pit of the music hall. I like the yellow.
Yeah, I like the yellow, too. It's, sunny. Yeah, my mom could use sunny. I don't know, I find myself buying Christmas presents as if they're prescriptions.
That's why we do Christmas, right? It's medicinal. Dulls the gloom at the darkest time of the year.
That and something about a ripped carpenter from Nazareth.
Right, and that.
I know it's nonsense, but it always seems like if I can just find the perfect Christmas presents, the upcoming year just might be perfect, too.
Or if the Christmas Spectacular is perfect, the upcoming year might be perfect.
Yeah, something like that.
There isn't a single dancer I know who doesn't think the world will finally, finally make sense if they can just do the perfect leap or the perfect pirouette.
Is that why you became a dancer? To make the world make sense?
Well, no, I became a dancer because, I was good at it and because the girls were pretty.
Isn't your lunch break almost over?
Yeah. And I still haven't found a dinosaur for my niece.
Oh, I think I saw some dinosaurs made out of old clock gears or something just around the corner.
Oh, thanks.
I'll see you back there. Oh, and Brandon?
Yeah?
I do smile at Christmas, but I find it's more productive to not let my dancers see it.
Secret's safe with me. Tech rehearsals. The show opens a week from today. We're dancing in our ginormous bear costumes for the first time, and the stage is not cooperating. See, the Radio City stage is about half the size of a football field. It rises up, it splits in two, it rotates, it moves forward and backward. What I'm saying is the stage is a monster, ready to open its jaws and swallow you whole if you so much as put a foot off your mark. And today, the monster is angry.
Hold, please!
And by monster,
I mean Janet.
The elevator rises on the 14th 8, after the panda's entrance. The stage splits on the 15th 8.
We got a problem with the elevator gears. Give us a minute.
And while we're stopped, Brandon...
Yeah?
You should be on 6 on the gold line.
Oh, yeah! That's the thing.
I don't need to know your life story. I just need you to be on the 6 on the gold line.
I can't see the gold line. I'm inside a giant bear.
Brandon, do you know how long there have been dancing bears on the stage at Radio City?
A long time?
A very long time. And in all of that time, every single bear has found their mark.
Well, the head weighs more than the rest of me, so if I look down to find my mark, I'll go over.
Thank you, Brandon, for that riveting lecture on the state of modern physics as it relates to the field of Not My Problem.
Hey, the elevator's back up. We're all good to go. Stage is splitting in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we'll take it from the Sugar Plum Bear's entrance and Brandon.
Yeah?
Get yourself to 6 on the gold line.
Okay.
What I should do is find a way to look down, see my mark, and not fall over. I mean, Janet's right. Lesser bears than I have found their marks for decades. I should figure this out, but I want to prove a point. If I look down, I will in fact fall forward, and I want her to know that. I want to prove a point. So, I tilt my big bear head forward, and then I really look down, and then...
Brandon Mitchell, can you hear me?
Oh. Janet, is that you?
No. This is the stage manager. Are you okay?
I gotta find her.
Hey, don't.
Oh,
just stay.
God,
just stay there, okay? Just don't try to get up.
I can't walk.
Here we are, the final dress rehearsal for the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. And I'm on crutches. A broken leg, a broken wrist, and a fractured rib. Could have been a lot worse. The 50 pounds of foam and fur on that goddamn nutcracker bear saved my life. But it's a life without overtime pay or insurance. Or, frankly, the chance to dance on one of the greatest stages in the world. So, yeah, it sucks. And it completely ruins my plan. I was going to profess my love to Janet at the opening night party. She would be all swept up in the triumph of the show and my outstanding performance and my irresistible charm. But now I'm out of the show. There'll be no opening night triumph for me. I don't even know why I'm here now, torturing myself by checking in on the 21-year-old kid who replaced me. Word is, this kid doesn't have a problem finding 6 on the gold line. Oh, how I've missed that music. And her. How I've missed her.
Brandon? How's the leg?
It'll be all right. My pride, on the other hand?
Oh, sure. May I sit with you?
Oh, please.
This section of Nutcracker always makes me feel... I don't know,
Hopeful?
Yeah. How do you know?
It's the moment right before the whole ensemble joins in the dance. You've built this sense of momentum into the choreography, and then bam, you deliver. You deliver on the joy. You know, the moment before you deliver the joy, that's the moment of hope.
How long are you on crutches?
Could be 3 months, maybe more.
You were trying to prove a point, weren't you?
Trying? I think I proved my point. Those bear costumes should be worn in the NFL. Oh my God, she laughs. I made her laugh.
So, what will you do now?
Well, I hear the Christmas Carol revival needs a Tiny Tim understudy.
Brandon, I'm going to be straight with you.
Okay.
You have no career in dancing or acting or stage performing of any kind, for that matter.
Well, the truth is I've been doing a lot of soul searching. Maybe I need to move back to Ohio. I hate Ohio. I'm from a small town where there's no culture to speak of, but I'm not cut out for the big city. It was my dream to have this big, exciting life, but...
Has anyone ever told you that you talk too much?
Me?
No, the Brandon behind you. Yes, you.
Well, yeah, I have heard that. My high school girlfriend told me to shut up a lot, and honestly, I sort of liked
it. Interesting. Maybe you can tell me that story another time?
Of course. Anything for you, Janet.
I have something to tell you.
What?
Well, yeah, I've decided to hire you as my assistant.
Excuse me, what?
You're a pain in the ass, but you've got a good eye. I could use you.
Oh, I'd be happy to be used.
So, that's what it takes to get you to smile with teeth?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ask stage management for a notepad and a pen. You're taking dictation. And I check spelling.
This might kill me, but what a beautiful way to die.